Welcome to Voices of Blessed Sacrament. Each week we break open God's Word and share stories of faith and family, all to help one another recognize and experience the presence of God. The sixth Sunday of Easter. A reading from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, sanctify Christ as Lord in your hearts. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. But do it with gentleness and reverence, keeping your conscience clear, so that, when you are maligned, those who defame your good conduct in Christ may themselves be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if that be the will of God, than for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once, the righteous for the sake of the unrighteous, that he might lead you to God. But to death in the flesh, he was brought to life in the Spirit. What do the Lady Gaga song, Paparazzi, and Pope Benedict XVI have in common? To most people, absolutely nothing. But to me, it instantly takes me back to my foundations in theology class at Villanova, where my classmate, Father Richie Mercado, would burst into Papa, Paparazzi every single time we read something by Pope Benedict, who's also known as Joseph Ratzinger. Every single time. Now, I'll be honest with you, I was nervous to move to Pennsylvania for grad school, but those ended up being two of the greatest years of my life. Aside from Richie's impromptu Lady Gaga performances in the middle of class, something deeper was happening. My understanding and experience of God was blooming in ways I hadn't expected. Those years fundamentally shaped how I see church, how I do ministry, even how I pray. So today, let's talk theology. We'll start basic. What is it exactly? Here's a couple of definitions for you to work with. I went to Villanova. It's an Augustinian school, so let's start with St. Augustine. St. Augustine said that everyone who seeks truth believes in order to understand. And building on that, St. Anselm of Canterbury basically came up with a definition that everyone uses. He described theology as faith seeking understanding. And the very first time I met my graduate program director at Villanova, he framed the whole thing through St. Thomas Aquinas and his concept of exitus and reditus. This is the idea that all things come from God, exitus, and in some way, all things return to God, reditus. So here's what that looks like in practice. Everything we receive is a gift from God, including our knowledge of God. That knowledge can come to us through study, through prayer, through lived experience. It enters our minds, and yes, we try to rationalize it, make sense of it, understand it, find the truth in it. And that part is good and necessary. But if we stop there, if we just tuck our knowledge of God into neat little boxes, label them, and only pull them out when we want to add something to a debate or to prove a point, we miss the whole thing. Because here's what I believe. What we know about God, what we experience with God, is meant to transform us. Not just inform our minds, but transform our hearts, our souls. That part of us that goes deeper than intellect. That part that makes us who we are. This knowledge can't just stay in our heads. It has to take root in us. it has to change us. And even then, it can't stop there. We are not the end of the story. We are not the center of the universe, though I'll admit I sometimes forget that. But the knowledge, the experience, the transformation, it has to flow outward. It has to change the way we move through the world, the way we treat strangers, the way we face suffering, the way we work for peace and justice, the way we offer to pray for someone who's struggling, the way we look at every single person we meet and see them as a child of God. That is our offering back to God. We say thank you for His mercy, for God's grace, for God's love, by passing it on. Now, you might be wondering, okay, Kristen, what does any of this have to do with the reading from 1 Peter? Fair question. Back in my foundations class, one of the first things we wrestled with was, why do we even study theology? And one of the answers lives in 1 Peter 3:15. Always be ready to give an explanation to anyone who asks you for a reason for your hope. Here's the thing. Theology at its heart isn't just knowing about God. It's about being transformed by God so that we can share the good news. So here's a couple of questions I want you to sit with today. What is the reason for your hope? And do you share it? Do you offer it back to God? It's been years since I've formally studied theology, but God keeps showing up through people who may not carry the title of theologian, but are living it out fully. People like you. The desert monk Evagrius put it this way: a theologian is one who prays, and one who prays is a theologian. Prayer is where it all begins. And it doesn't have to be complicated. It can be as simple as stepping outside one morning and saying, "Wow, God, that sunrise, I felt you in that. You are truly amazing." That's theology. Once you make the connection between that sunrise and God the Creator, you're starting to understand. That's faith seeking understanding. But don't let it stop in your mind or even just in your heart. Share it. Tell someone what you felt. Offer your transformation back to God by showing up for someone else. So, here's your call to action for this week. Pay attention. Notice one moment, just one, where you sense God in the ordinary. A conversation, a sunrise, something that you read, a kindness someone shows you. Name it, sit with it, and then find someone to share it with. That's how the Raditus happens. That's how what you've received becomes an offering. Be a theologian. Be a reason for someone else to believe. And if you ever want to talk theology, you know where to find me. Let's go into this week ready to recognize and experience the presence of God, and to help others do the same.